Question 1. Where are you? It looks like a library. It smells like pomegranates deep beneath the earth. There are books, but lots of places have books, like dentist offices or swimming pools. You can hear whispering. It seems to be coming from the books. Let's take a closer look. Take a book from its place and put it to your ear. Reshelve the book. Well, the books are talking and the people aren't, and that's still kind of in line with what a library is, isn't it? So, you're in a library, a kind of library. You are standing before shelves of books that hold up the ceiling and its lights, forming corridors. Corridors that lead to glass-paneled rooms like exhibits in a zoo. Let's take a closer look. Walk down the book corridor you stand in front of. What kind of zoo could this be? Depends on who's inside. It could be a chair zoo, or a table zoo, or a people zoo. Maybe you're the one inside the zoo because the wall is two-sided after all. Maybe you're on the other side of the glass. Now, turn right and walk, with silent glass cages on your left and whispering bookshelves on your right. Pause before the wooden doorway with the fire extinguisher on the right wall. You see a red exit sign hanging overhead, all caps, all red. You think one answer to where are you is trapped. The red of the exit sign hurts your eyes, so you press them close and you see darkness. And you know, or you remember, you're very, very deep underground. There was a car, there was glass, there was motion like the rushing carpet beneath your feet and sharp lights that hurt your eyes. Then, there was this. This place below the earth. This library under the world. Open your eyes. Move through the doorway and turn right down another section lined with glass exhibits you don't dare to look at too closely. There are red exit signs littering the room, all pointing to different directions. Pay no attention to them. Turn left. Continue walking on the sheer, flat, vertiginous carpet past rattling, numbered cages and brick walls the color of dried blood, and stand at the foot of the marble stairs that lead up. Wherever the exit is, it must be up. Put a hand on the dark, rubbed bronze handrails, cold to the touch, and walk up the first set of stairs. On either side of you are black cages with small doors you don't dare touch. The cages scare you, mostly because they are empty. Turn on the landing and walk up the stairs. Turn, walk, stand under the lamp hanging overhead. You see a tunnel lined with brick or dried blood and black metal gates on either side of the entrance, flung open like the grates of a fireplace. Walk up to the plaque on the wall on the right and read the names of the people, dates meaningless. You get the feeling that one day you might end up here. Do you see your name there already? The words hurt your eyes. The tunnel looms before you, jagged brick and streams of light converging to a dark, pale wall. This is not as easy a journey as it seems. Let me help. Listen to this waltz. Walk to the beat. Narrow your steps like you're walking on an unstable beam. No matter what, do not look back. The walls seem closer now that you're in the tunnel proper. The light beats down on you, buzzing and sickening. Did you hear that? Behind you? Is that another set of footsteps stepping behind you on your split shadow? Is there an echo of your heart? Your cold breath ringing down the tunnel and back to you. Is that breath on your neck? Don't look back. Don't turn around. You hear wind rushing around you. Or is that a roar? Are the lights dimming? Don't turn back. You're almost there. Now you stand in front of a white slab with passages to the left and right. Take the left, walk straight, and then turn left again when you reach the stairs. You hear someone shouting behind you in a That sounds like cooning. Like someone is calling you back or calling for you. Ignore them. Listen to the waltz. As you walk up the stairs, just head up to the door, where there will be daylight. No buzzing, sickly fluorescence. No walls, just light. Walk up to where there will be light, and walk out.